In three, two,
and we're back.
And yes, we're back.
We're back.
Thank God.
It's a new year. A new cycle.
It's a new year.
Merry New Year.
Fresh start.
Happy New Year.
Clean slate.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. More like unhappy New Year.
Hey, your positivity is infectious.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Welcome back, Mark Lawrence in the news department. Welcome back, Rob, the Sports Center. Welcome back, me. It's Morgan in the Morning, 2022.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, you, the listener. We usually do this segment called Weekend Rewind, Weekend in Review, if you will. I've been gone for 10 days. Man, let me tell you something, I needed it. At my age, you need to recharge. Probably every couple months, but I don't do that. I only vacation once or twice a year, and one vacation isn't a vacation destination or anything like that. It's time off between Christmas and New Year to visit my family and have my family visit me. So much has happened. I couldn't even start right now because it would be like a 20-minute segment. Had a wonderful, simple Christmas. Then I turned 62 years old right after Christmas. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I realize Facebook throws it out there because I don't tell anybody it's my birthday. It's been invisible now for 62 years, maybe a little less than that because of Facebook. But you guys have been great. Lots of well wishes and even belated birthdays, you know, because people don't check Facebook every day. So yeah, I turned 62 and then came New Year, a quiet one. I don't party anymore. Those days are done. I DJed New Year's Eve for 25 years. I watched everybody else party and kiss someone at midnight while I stood there by myself. I got out of that gig and I spent it quietly, just like I did Christmas. New Year came, New Year went, my birthday in between. All quiet, simple, uncluttered. My new mantra for maybe the past 10 years, simple and uncluttered. And then somewhere between all these holidays, I was reminded that my 40th anniversary in the Susquehanna Valley was Sunday. I started Monday, January 2nd, 1982, inside this building. Right out of college. 5 years in radio. I started in radio broadcasting in high school. But anyway, I had 5 years experience. I packed up a U-Haul and moved to Northumberland, Pennsylvania. The rest is history. I've been here for 40 years. And I posted it yesterday, and you people blew it up. Almost 1,000 likes, hundreds upon hundreds of comments. You guys are so kind. I absolutely love every one of you that have been there for me over 40 years. People don't survive in this business, trust me. I see them come and go every day. My senior year in college, we had 60 radio announcers, roughly. There are about three left, and I am one of them. Some have gone, not just out of the career that have passed on. They have passed on. Others have just left the career for something else, safer perhaps, maybe more money, more lucrative. But I have remained in small market, and I'm damn proud of it, in small market radio because of you. The people of Central PA. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting up with me. And let's do 22.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We could talk about Antonio Brown. I guess everybody is going to do that in morning radio today. But what else did I miss? The passing of Betty White. I would love to talk Betty White and my love for her.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Betty White's 100th birthday was planned.
Hello, I'm Betty White. I feel so fortunate to have had as great a career as I've had for as long as I have.
We're thrilled to invite you to Betty White's 100th birthday celebration and movie event on January 17th. This film gives you backstage access to Betty's greatest moments. The Golden Girls.
Oh, it takes a big woman to forgive somebody calling her a slut.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Now, don't you go away. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
All clear.
All right, who the hell is responsible?
Spend the night with Betty White.
A great bedroom, Sue Ann.
At your local movie theater.
Come on, what are you waiting for? Go ahead.
Get your tickets now at fathomevents.com.
It's just the magic of Betty White. Not everybody has that.
Don't miss it.
The show will go on January 17th, even though we lost Betty at age 99 last Friday. It hit me. It really did. And some of the kind things you people said, thank you for being a friend. That one touched me the most. Even though I loved her in the Mary Tyler Moore Show and everything she ever did, game shows, radio, back in the 1940s. Yeah, we know her as the Golden Girl. We have so much audio to share with you. I do have one quick cut before we go to news. Betty White at 92 years old, appearing on the Queen Latifah Show. Her secret to a long life? Hot dogs.
You have an interesting thing that you credit for part of the reason you just live longer and you love life. It's always been a part of your diet. Hot dogs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hot dogs.
Hot dogs are the reason that I'm 92, you know.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs. I'm a health nut, as you complain.
I understand. Listen, I made it through college on hot dogs, so, I mean, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for hot dogs.
I know.
Did the girls eat the hot dogs, too?
Oh, no. They are always trying to talk me into eating healthy. You can't have a hot dog for lunch. You've got to have a green salad, and you've got to have this, and you've got to have that. And finally, Wendy's husband said, the woman is 92 years old.
Let her eat what she wants, right? And she did.
WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll do more Betty White highlights. She was more than just a golden girl. Did you visit grandma or your mom, dad, whoever, over the Christmas holiday? I did. That's how I spent my whole vacation, visiting and having people visit me. But do you play games at grandma's house? Like find the expired food?
3, 2, 1.
Coming up, some viral comedy that you don't want to miss.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
So you're hanging out at grandma's house over the holiday and you and your family members decide to play a game called How Many Expired Foods Are in Granny's Pantry?
3, 2, 1.
That's I'm Ginger Snaps in 2018.
Ooh. These mandarin oranges expired in 2014.
Quick shake and pour, 2016.
Full can of light corn syrup, 2015.
English breakfast tea, 2013.
I win! You win 2013. Funny game, but it really happens. I do it in my mom's house just for her safety. And I guess New Year's Eve is for people getting drunk.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Don't go on a rant.
You is.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap.
But dance. Watching people get drunk on CNN on New Year's Eve is more than just a CNN extravaganza. You probably saw Andy Cohen's drunken rant about outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. If you missed it,
Mayor he has been.
That's pretty much what it was.
Wow.
You didn't have to go to the local legion or the local fire company.
Guess what?
To see this kind of behavior.
I'm going to be standing.
You can see it on CNN.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I know what you're thinking. Everybody hates Mondays, especially coming off a long holiday weekend. But today is actual National TGIM, the first Monday in January. Thank God it's Monday. Used to celebrate the beginning, the first Monday in January. We opened the show with the fact that the first Monday in January, 1982, I started in radio here in the Susquehanna Valley. After a few years in the Wyoming Valley just north, NEPA, where I grew up, I moved here as a 22-year-old kid, took a job with Sunbury Broadcasting. 40 years later, I'm still here. You guys have been great on Facebook. Over 200 comments. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. How's that? So let's approach Monday as more than just a Monday. It's the first Monday of the year. I know you might have a New Year's resolution. I don't believe in them. I believe in intentions, not resolutions. Let's intend to do something. All this stuff on social media about dry January. You know, I don't understand this kind of stuff. If you drink alcohol, you're not going to be able to go 30 days without drinking. And then who knows? Maybe you'll never drink another day in your life. How about you take it one day at a time? Same with smoking. Same with gambling. Same with any other addiction. Don't make it a resolution to go cold turkey, man. Only John Lennon could do that. Everybody else kind of fumbles on it. All right, let's take it one day at a time. Let's go with intentions and not resolutions. And like I said at the top of the show, hey, let's do 22, man. Let's do this.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
This is the sparkling television star and great password player, Betty White.
What are your plans for the summer, Betty?
Well, I'm going to do some... What did you have in mind, Alex?
Betty White. And we may have to address the elephant in the room. That elephant's name is Antonio Brown.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Back in a brand new year. Let's do 22 together. We've got a lot of changes coming up in this show that are going to be just fantabulous. Some of them starting by the end of this month. So stay with us, Morgan, in the morning as we pay tribute to Betty White all day long. I felt so bad on Friday. But, you know, everybody loved Betty White. And think of how many people do you know that everybody loves. I wish I could say the same about Antonio Brown. His latest stunt yesterday, live on network TV during an NFL game, was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. But I thought that he could not possibly be any dumber than he already is. But yesterday, he wasn't happy that he wasn't getting the ball. So he took off some of his clothes, he danced in the end zone, and left the game.
That's Antonio Brown without his uniform, we are told, without his jersey. And running out of the field.
All right, Jen Hale, get after that. We got to find out what's going on there.
She's got to catch him first. It's unbelievable. He's had his issues off the field. Now he's on the field creating an issue.
Guys, very odd situation. Antonio Brown boiled over, very upset on the sideline, took off his shoulder pads. Mike Evans, O.J. Howard trying to convince him to keep them on. Obviously, they were unable to do so. He tossed his shoulder pads, stripped off his shirt and glove, threw those into the crowd, then ran across the field while the teams were still on the field, giving the crowd a peace out sign.
I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward some very difficult things that are happening.
He is no longer a buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
Well said, Coach. And for Tom Brady's point, yeah, Antonio Brown has been a sick man for a long time. But to pull a stunt like that during the game, some people thought it was funny. Some people were making jokes on social media. Really, you go to work today, and right before your lunch break, take off your clothes, dance around, and then leave the building. And then you call me tomorrow and tell me if you're going back to work, okay? Let's do that.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, Lynn Hall's back in the house.
Well, I never left. You were the one that didn't come in.
Oh, that's right.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay, I'm back.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Very good. I missed that. And go command.
Yes, the go command. Go!
Birthday buddies besides Tomas Bongalter.
Bongalter. Beck Bongalter.
He's half of Daft Punk, the guys that wear the stretch suits and the helmets.
Yes.
And DJ'd.
Yes.
They didn't sing. No. Anyway, he's 47. That's why we played Get Lucky. Eli Manning is 41 today.
Really? All right.
Yeah, Peyton's little brother. And Peyton and Eli have that show on ESPN.com now or whatever. It's not on TV, but
right.
And it airs during Monday Night Football. And if you can watch both at the same time, it's pretty hilarious.
They are funny. Yep. Yeah.
Danica McKellar is 47 today. You might know her best as Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years.
Okay. My goodness.
Mel Gibson is 66 today. Do you need a moment, Mel Gibson?
No.
You're not a big fan? You know?
He's all right. Okay. He's okay.
Here's one that's more up your alley. Stephen Stills, 77.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, love the one you're with. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hockey great Bobby Hull is 83.
Oh. All right. I didn't realize he was that old. Okay.
And Dabney Coleman is 90 years old.
Really? I love him.
Like, people nowadays love him from Boardwalk Empire, where he's the mayor.
I always
like him as the funny guy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and I liked him on 9 to 5, too. I mean, he was hysterical on that movie.
He was the mean old boss man of Dolly Parton.
Who was chasing Dolly around.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we'd like to look At the locals, what are they again?
They're birthday buddies.
Why do I forget that?
I don't know.
Perhaps I don't. Bethany Treese from Northumberland is 45 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brad Wary is 38 today.
Brandy Hook, 44.
Brenda Kelson is 51.
Colleen Kitchen from Danville, 48 today.
Carla Clark from Sunbury, 54.
Chad Ritter from Sealands Grove is 51.
Chris Morrison from Sealands Grove is 41.
Happy birthday to Denise Lewis. She is 52.
Faith Crawford, 21 today.
Happy birthday, Kyle Allman from Danville. He's 39.
Oh, and Linda Dalkus from Anthony. Ooh, she's 58 today. There's a place you don't hear often.
Yeah, where Anthony, you from, Anthony? PA. We call her Tony, though. Oh, okay. Lisa Taylor, 41 today. Happy birthday.
Richard Gardner from Watsontown, 49 today.
Sarah Shamp from Sealands Grove, 38.
And I think that's it. Oh, no, wait. We've one more. Teresa Worth is 39 today.
And it's worth the world to her to celebrate her birthday.
Aha! I see what you did there.
Yes. Nobody Clever. On Facebook Messenger and no texting coming in today.
No phones.
No, the Ford Fun Line's been quiet. Yeah. It's my first day back. I thought people would be, you know, dancing in the streets. Instead, they
Perhaps.
Danced on Facebook.
All right. But
thank you so much for the comments on Facebook. We are back for our 41st year.
Indeed.
In Central PA.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
All morning long, we've been paying tribute to Betty White. Movie Mike, remember the Snickers commercial? I mean, where
yes.
she was playing football in the
football,
yard.
Right.
She actually wasn't playing football. A guy was playing football, but he was playing like Betty White.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Baby.
There was a young man, I believe, in Austin, Texas, who started that campaign.
The Facebook campaign went crazy, and then SNL obviously took it seriously.
I have so many people to thank for being here, but I really have to thank Facebook. When I first heard about the campaign to get me to host Saturday Night Live, I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time.
White could say, and that Facebook campaign, get that old lady from the Snickers commercial to host Saturday Night Live. It wasn't any old lady. It was Betty White.
Yeah.
And that youngster from Texas who started that campaign, it got to SNL, and SNL said, good idea, and the rest was history.
And she was a great host.
She was a great host. NBC announced they're going to reshow that episode.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'd love to see that again.
And I'm thinking it's going to happen between now and January 17th, Betty's 100th birthday. So more about Betty White coming up with Movie Mike.
94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
As everyone in the universe knows by now, Betty White died on Friday at the age of 99. She would have turned 100 2 weeks from today on the 17th. Her 100th birthday was supposed to be a big deal. You may remember that there was supposed to be a tribute film called Betty White, 100 Years Young, that was going to hit theaters on the 17th. Well, the good news is that even though she has passed and will not officially hit 100, that release is still on. The producers say they want to, quote, provide a way for all who loved her to celebrate her life and experience what made her such a national treasure. The film will include some of Betty's funniest moments from her various TV shows, plus tributes from her famous friends, including Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, and Carol Burnett.
Hmm.
And while it was natural causes that took Betty away from us, some people are blaming People magazine. Just days before Betty's death, their new issue hit the stands with the cover story, Betty White turns 100! Exclamation point. Some people are saying People magazine jinxed her.
You know, it could be like being on the front cover of the Madden football game. You
yes, right. It always ends up as a bad thing. Uh-huh. Or winning Best New Artist at the Grammys.
That too.
Right. In non-Betty White news, David Koechner, the former Saturday Night Live cast member who also appeared in Anchorman and had a recurring role on The Office, was arrested on New Year's Eve for drunk driving and hit and run. He apparently started celebrating early because he was picked up around 3 in the afternoon after someone reported that he was driving erratically and crashed into a street sign. David got his car towed and he rang in the new year in a cell in the Ventura County Jail. He was released early the next day, though, and by the looks of it, he got his car back because he was photographed at a gas station filling up. He has a court date in March.
I think I saw him at the Hosey's in Shamokin having breakfast.
You may have, yes. Whammy! Gives a whole new meaning to that quote. And Spider-Man No Way Home is still crushing it at the box office. The film made another $52.7 million over the holiday weekend, bringing its U.S. total to $609.9 million. That makes it the 10th biggest film in history at the domestic box office. Sing 2 came in the second spot with $19 million. The King's Man was third with $4.5 million. The Kurt Warner biopic American Underdog was fourth with $4 million. And The Matrix Resurrections rounds out the top five with $3
million. You saw a lot of movies on your holiday break, huh?
I watched a lot of movies, yeah. Just kind of hung out in the home theater, avoided the crowds, you know, because we still have this whole COVID thing going on. But yeah, hung out in the home theater, watched a lot of movies. And
so since you saw so many, there can't possibly be a hint on what you'll be reviewing on Friday.
I'm actually going to give you my list of the 10 best films of 2021 on Friday. So
there
I'll have 10 great recommendations for you.
Stay with us all week long.
WQKX 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A couple getting married in Minnesota. The bride decides that she also needs a separate set of vows to win over her brand new stepson.
I know I wasn't there the day you came into the world. I wasn't there for your first steps or your first words, but I promise I will be there for many more of your first. I promise to love you as if you were my own. And lastly, I promise I'll be the best wife for your dad, and I promise to be the best stepmom I can be.
Isn't that great stuff? What a great idea. Something to think about if you're in the same situation. Meanwhile, a four-year-old dog in Texas is making headlines for learning sign language.
So when you tell a dog to sit, you give them a signal. The parts that are a voice command, or in a lot of dog training, you use a clicker as a positive reinforcement tool. And so we just had to figure out what that clicker was for Aspen. And so what our volunteers did was whenever Aspen would do something good, she would get a thumbs up and a treat. And so that was her clicker that was telling her, you're doing the right thing.
How about that? Teaching a dog who can't hear sign language instead of voice command. That's good news. And good news coming out of Central PA. Saturday morning, 2:04 a.m., a brand new baby born. Our New Year's baby was born at Evangelical Community Hospital. 7 pounds, 6.9 ounces, 19 inches long, Luna Joe Lemon. Originally was supposed to be born on the 29th.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hey, beat the rush or just wait until New Year's so you can get headlines. That's good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll still do more tributes to Betty White coming up this morning. Tom's top list, the top 10 things to look for in 2022.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top 10 things to look forward to in this new year. Meetings in the metaverse, work meetings from home, might eventually happen in virtual reality instead of Zoom. Stand by for that. Microsoft is on it. The World Cup kicks off in November. That's my kind of gig. New gadgetry. All kinds of new stuff that Apple's coming out with. Promised this year will hit stores this summer. Number 7, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Yeah, people love the royal family, right? Lots of big movies on the way. Top Gun will finally be released. Yeah, Legally Blonde 3, Thor, Hocus Pocus 2, Avatar the second time around, whatever. All right, there's a new Girl Scout cookie coming out. That'll be out in just a few weeks. James Webb Telescope. The first images from that telescope will be available soon. The Winter Olympics, that kicks off in February. 5G goes mainstream. And number 1, less COVID. Please, less COVID.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, did you find yourself in a jam, like, over the holiday? You're, like, already got your food kind of semi-prepped for New Year's Eve, but you realize you don't have anything to eat tonight. All the leftover Christmas food is gone. Did you get yourself in that situation? So everybody's got to go to, like, quick, get in the car, run to Wise Markets, buy me one of them there chicken things.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
326-94KX.
Call us right now. I'll snatch up a random line. Let us know what your go-to meal is for the weekend. And I'll tell you what, we'll hook you up for the weekend. Not bad, huh? 24-1-WQKX. $25 gift card on the way.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, still to come, one more tribute to the late, great Betty White.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. What you doing today?
I'm at work.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to Morgan in the Morning at work. We love that. But here's the deal, Amy. You find yourself in a jam where you don't have anything to eat for this weekend. So you run the Wise Markets. What's your go-to? What are you thinking about?
I stop at their deli and pick up a huge pizza.
Yeah. Isn't that like the best pizza ever? You know?
It is so good, yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great plan.
We need to do the soda and chips thing.
Okay, soda, chips, and pizza. That sounds great. That's a great go-to. Hey, spend less, win better with Wise Markets. For you, a $25 gift card.
All right.
WQKX.